What do you think? Grades?
What do you guys think?
Great.
Now, we made the picks. Come on, we're jacked. We'd probably give ourselves an A, right?
Of course.
Everyone always says that, well, we were surprised he was there. Were you surprised when Donald was there at that pick?
Yeah, we were. Les guys did a great job, you know, with the research, and we felt like that there was a pretty good chance that he would disappear. And then a couple of things happened, and, you know, we were rubbing lucky coin, and he was there. So
is that lucky coin?
Yeah.
Was he in your 6-8 that you said the other day?
Yes.
It's always true that you want to win a line of scrimmage, but especially in your division. With these two picks, how much better of a chance do you have to do that?
Well, we're a lot better now, you know. You know, we all know that what Greg's capable of doing. He's an outstanding young man, and that workout last week was really, really impressive. So, you know, we'll plug him in where we feel he's got the best chance to be successful right now. And don't know exactly where that is, but he may start off inside before we move him back outside. But you talk about an athlete, a powerful, quick, great quickness and strength. He's a chance to be a dominant player inside initially. And then, of course, you know, Aaron's very, very productive. And he's an outstanding young man, way ahead in hand use on the line of scrimmage. He does an outstanding job with his hands.
Besides his power, another thing that you guys were impressed with was Robinson's footwork. Isn't he pretty light on his feet for a guy that massive?
Yeah, he's very – obviously the powers, but a big man that tall, that big, can bend. That means he can get under defensive linemen's pads. Very quick first steps to go reach people. And then a dancing bear. I mean, I know that, you know, he's a dancing bear. There's no doubt about that.
So you feel like he can be fine at guard if you had to start him?
Yes.
Right away. And
he may initially have a little trouble blocking Aaron, but
Donald was unbelievable at the Senior Bowl. Nobody could block the guy. I'm sure you guys are aware of that, so I don't know why I'm saying that. But Robinson, was it Robinson all along if you took a tackle? I know there were some other guys you liked. It was a very good tackle class.
There were, and you know, we actually made an effort just a few minutes ago to go back up to try to get Martin, but we were unsuccessful.
So you would have taken
after Donald, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But you had to be smiling when you're two picks away, and with Luan, Martin, and Donald were still sitting there.
And Mosley.
And yeah. Mosley.
You know, they all went. That was our.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I had left, and then I came back and said, "Oh, Mosley ran right after Martin." I mean, those were our. When we got down to two, it was, you know, those three, and you know, Donald was number one, and it worked out for us. But they went right next. Bam, bam, bam.
As far as trades, anything you'd say if Munch develop at 2 and then Munch develop at 13, you know, getting calls or anything substantive?
When you got to 2, I think, you know, there was a few calls, you know, probably, you know, Buffalo goes up to get their guy, you know, Sammy. So, you know, they were probably the one team that was the most motivated. But we felt like Greg was something, you know, a piece of the puzzle that's going to help us, as you said, Nick, you know, help control that line of scrimmage, because our division is, you know, you got to be physical, and all three of those teams have, you know, really good front sevens.
How about at 13? Much developed there in terms of trade talks? Either teams trying to get up, or you guys?
You know, really, at that point, I think a couple teams called, but I think we were set on the pick, so we were jacked. He was there, so it was really, hey, we're not doing anything. We're done.
You said you tried to move up to get Martin. How far up did you try to get?
Well, I
think it was if Martin went to Dallas, Baltimore was right behind Dallas. So we were
talking with Baltimore. Yeah. Would have been pricey, but worth it. That's a good pick for the Cowboys.
We were talking with Robinson just a few minutes ago. He mentioned pass blocking as being an area of growth. I guess you guys are pretty confident in his ability there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, their system is an explosive, exciting system, but he did more down blocking and run blocking and turn protection than he did kicking at the tackle position. But, you know, he's very, very athletic and learns very well, and, you know, Boo will get him. he'll get them going quickly.
You know, on that note, too, he was redshirt. Then let's call it his, redshirt sophomore. So his redshirt freshman year, he played out of a three-point stance, more pro system. So he passed protect against some pretty good players like the LSU kids that came out a year before. So he's done it. He just went to this year where they ran the ball, 90 times a game.
Is there any chance of any more activity trying to move back up into the later end of the first round? Is there anything out there?
As soon as we can get back upstairs.
You guys both have ties to Auburn. Just how much did it help to your son and obviously your ties there, just when you're kind of vetting Greg as a person?
Well, we got a lot of valuable information, but, anytime you asked the question, everything was always positive. There's always a positive response, regarding his character and, his football character and the way he was, on the way he practiced, the way he is in the locker room. He's just an outstanding young man.
Quinn, Long, Hayes, Brockers, Langford, Sims, and now Donald, how do you feel?
Feed the beast.
Defensive line.
Feed the beast.
Yeah, excited. Very excited. We got to get better. So we did today.
What was Greg's reaction?
He didn't come to
when Donald was there, Greg Williams.
I don't think we can quote that.
Yeah.
He came with it.
Do you think that Donald has to get a little?
If you look at this as a – if you would agree that this was kind of a meat and potatoes first round with these guys you take, what do you say to people, maybe some people in this room who were anticipating more of a sizzle, more of an offensive impact type of, you might go in that direction. Where does this leave you going forward?
Well, I mean, we still have an opportunity to do so, to make some choices along those lines. But, we felt like we definitely needed to address, our both sides of the ball up front. Now, Donald, there were some other options there. Had Donald not been there, we could have gone another direction. I really felt like this was just the best thing for this football team right now.
Joe, too, it's always interesting, the draft. And I know Jeff will tell you, football teams, you build from the inside out. And I always say that's when you're building your foundation. And at the end of the day, I agree, when you lay your foundation for your skyscraper, it's probably the least exciting thing that you do. But that's the thing that holds that skyscraper up for a lot of years. So I understand your question, but there was definitely a strategy to say, you know what, we're going to get our foundation stronger. And I think that's going to help us.
Do you think Donald needs to get a little bigger, and you think that his body is capable of doing that?
His game's not size. So I think his game's is speed, quickness. So I think, getting bigger really doesn't help him. And one of the reasons we were fine with the pick is he's short, so he always has leverage, and he's just a strong kid. He had very high forget his bench reps, but it translates to the field. So he knows how to use his hands, get low, and take on a double team. He took on those two guys from Notre Dame, Zach Martin and Chris Watt, and hung in there when those two guys were pounding him. So, but I don't think you're going to ask him to gain weight. His game is penetrate.
How is he on run defense?
Well, I mean, in terms of probably tackles for loss, there may not be another human being in the country that's had as many as him in his college career on the D-line. So, but again, he does that in a way where he penetrates and beats one-on-one blocks and gets in the backfield a lot.
If you had handicapped your chances of getting Donald before the draft started, what would they have been?
On that one, I think Donald, once he went to the Senior Bowl and really stood out, people and as the coaching staffs got involved with scouting, because he's a guy that scouts like, okay, but with his, size, you have to bring it to your staff and say, hey, we like this player, does he fit? So I think what happened is a lot of teams said, yeah, he fits. A lot of coaching staffs that are going to actually use him on game day to help you win games. So I think that's when you started seeing him really rock. Then he went to the combine and had a really, really good combine, and you just kept seeing him rise a little bit.
Robinson said you guys called earlier today, but just to make sure you had the right number. Is that right?
Yeah, you do that. It's not uncommon for teams to try to reach prospects, potential prospects, the day of the draft, just to make sure that, you know, they're there.
Did you give them an inkling that this is the way they're remaining? Or?
You know, that was a process that I don't know which one of our area scouts, we do it by alpha. So those guys have a, you know, during the course of the week, make sure they know the current phone numbers. Kids like to change phone numbers these days.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.